Vayter in Shas. We are in Avodah Zarah. Daf Tesvav. Begin upon Yud Dalam Abiz. But about a page. But a Mishnah. But a Mishnah. Zog Deilig Mishnah. Makom Shenagu Limkor Behema Daka Lovdei Kuchavim. And a place where they are knowing to sell Behema Daka. Rashi says Kegon Makom Shelo Nech. Well, Behema Daka means small animals, things like sheep and goats and things of the sort. And so there was a if it's the type of place that they go and they would sell these things to people that worship Avodah Zarah. Then we go ahead and we do it. Mochim, you can sell to them. Rashi will explain why in a second. Mochim shenagu shalolim kor, in a place where there's no use to not. Ein mochim the minogu, we don't sell it to them. Uvechol mochim, ein mochim lehem behema gasa. Now, look how weird it is. You do not sell to them a behema gasa. What's a behema gasa? It's talking about the big animals, like oxen, horses, donkeys, things like that, which I'll explain as well. Agol musyachin, the babies of them, right? Even the babies, the kids, baby calves or baby horses, shleimim shvurim, whether they're completely healthy or they are broken, they're not as healthy. Rabbi Yehuda Matir b'shvurin, he's b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda Matir is when we're talking about that the animal is broken. There's something wrong with it. But Maseir Matir b'sus, he matters when it comes to a horse. Says Rashi, very important to understand what in the world's going on over here. Makom shenagu limkor behima daka, where they go and they sell such a things, could go in makom shelo nechshadu al revia, in a place where they're not nechshu, we're not suspecting them to be intimate with their animals, bestiality. The reason why you don't do a behema gasa, like a cow or something like that, is because those are specifically used to do malacha. And you end up using that on Shabbos. Ah, you'll ask, what's the problem with that? The Gemara will discuss. This is the baby animals, whether they are whole or incomplete, not whole. Even ones that aren't able to do malacha, still goes to be rabban, and there's a gezera to lamai asi lechlufei vaasi lemizmanu gedol mishleim again, and switching it and selling it and getting big ones for that. Or even malacha the ikal mechash, we should be worried. Lehu lesheela, they're going to borrow or rent or lenisione. The Gemara says is that I have a cow. If I have a cow and I lend it to a guy and he works with that cow on Shabbos, then I'm over a problem. And that's why in order to not have that issue, we don't even let you sell unless you come to go ahead and even lend it to them. Next, Rashi comes and says, Matir b'shavur, mefarshar megemara, matir b'sus. He says, horse, you're allowed to. She'en melachto elu rechiva. The only reason why you're not, the only thing that's done with a horse is to ride on that horse. Rechiva shavusi, it's only nisadur abundant to ride a horse on Shabbos. V'lav melacha, it's not nisadur raisa. Being that's the case, therefore, we're not worried if you lent it or borrow it, because the worst case you're going to be over at Darabon and other Isis. Look to Gemara. We said it depends on the midrash of the makom, whether you can sell them or not. Do you mean to tell me there's no Isra over here? What do you mean? There's an Isra? Perhaps it's actually a problem. Like we say, in Hagahudika, it's only dependent on the minhag. Hechidanoig, Isra, Noig, Hechidanoig, Heteranoig. Where it's mutter, whether they do it. Whether Noah to do it, you do it. Noah not to, you don't do it. But we have a Mishnah coming up on Chav Beis. Ein ma'amida behema bepundukos shel over the Chavim. You're not allowed to put in set up your animal over there, like put it in the inns of Goyim, because we're worried that maybe they're going to get involved in some sort of bestiality. Rashi says, if I go and I put my animal there, they're going to see it and do something wrong. They have a B'nai Noach and Allah to be doing that. It says, etc. So we know that they are chayev in these type of things as well. Says the Gemara, so you're saying the whole thing's been on a minhag. Here we say clearly you can't give them these animals in their inns because they're going to come do something. Amarav, makom sheitiru limkor hitiru liyached. The Rav explains like this. Now, what's the difference? In a place where it's mutter for a yid to sell these small animals to the Avodah Zarah next, hitiru liyached, they permitted them also to leave them alone with the Avodah Zarah next. Bokum Shahsali Akhid was it's also to leave him alone with it, also limkor, it's gonna be also to sell it to them. Says Rashi, Klomer, Yichad Nami Bimin Haga Talya Milsa. Even the minig is also the yichud being the yachid with them is also depends on the minog and the makom where they're knowing to be selling it. The ketani masnisin kigon b'makom she'ein chashud na'arviya, and a place where they're not chashud in revia. Therefore, the vikach itir liyachid, they allow you to go into the yichud with them. A makom she'asul liyachid, where they're not allowed. Rashi says, "Kid the ketani Ein Amidin Mairi, what does it mean? Ein Amidin, you're not allowed to put your horse in the stable by the end of these Gayim. Mairi, Bamakim Shachashudin Ravia, Shemin Hagam, Mekach, that was their minig to do. The Fikach, Asun Limkar, Vakol Holechach, everything was the minig. Velo Kashi, and don't ask, Had the Lo Kaamar Nami, Ki Hai Lishna, Makam Shaasu Limkar, Asur, Liachid, Ki Echi, the Kaamar, Mishum Shaitir Limkar, Hitir Liachid, Mishum De Tir Limkar, the Katani, Kamahadar, Amasnis, and that's going back to the Mishnah, to Katani, Makam Shanagu, Limkar. Mochrin, the Tana Didan, Lo Ari, Ella Bemechir, he's only dealing with sale. Amakam Sha'asa Liachid, the Kamar Ahi, the Ein Ma'amidin, the Mayer Be'eser Yichud. Okay, Rashi's answering up a question that you may have. Now, so we say over here, Rav is explaining that Makam Shadir Limkor Tir Liachid, Makam Sha'asa Liachid, Asa Limkor. So if we have no problem over here, beep turn the page, the Tesvaf Amna, for Bilazar Omer, Elizabeth gives a different answer entirely to explain this. After Makam Sha'asa Liachid, even in a place where it's Asa for them to go in Yichud, Mutta Limkor, you can still sell it to them. My time, why? Avikachavim Chasal Behemto Shalote Akar. And Avikachavim is concerned about their animal that it shouldn't become sterile, and therefore they're not going to go ahead and fishprach them and not with the animal because that's going to impact them over there. So therefore you could sell it to them because they're going to be using it in a way that they're not going to mess it up. So clearly they're not going to want to mess it up, so therefore they're not going to do that type of thing. The af Rav Hadar Ben, even Rav, the first answer we saw, he went back in his answer, went back to, he retracted and went to Belaza, Damar of Techlif, Amar of Shila, Bar of Vimim, Shmin, the Rav, of Gachom, Chasab, Hemta, Shalotaker, he's chas on his animal that it shouldn't come to a state of Ikar, that shouldn't come to sterilization. Gachom, Akamin, Mochem, Behemagasa, in every place you don't sell Behemagasa, Frakta, Gamar, my time, or why? Nihida, Lervia, Lochashin, and we said we're not worried about Revia, that they're going to do something with the animal. Rashi says, "Ovikachovim chasal behemto shloteker." Doesn't want to become sterile. Mevid bay malacha chashinan. But we are worried that the vodazarnik is going to go and put the animal to work on Shabbos. Ivan Evid, frankly, what's the problem? Let it go work. Kevin dezavin kanya. Since he bought it, therefore he has total ownership on it. There's no problem. Rashi says, "Veinish yisol." It's after yisols, and it continues. Mishum lofni iver lo tite michsho lo kaaver de bnei noach lo nitzavu al shvisa. There's no lo tite issue because they're chayv to have their animals rest. Aval gabi revia lekel lemeimer hachi. You can't say it by revia mishum dahosam ka'avar lefnei iver lo sitim michshol lefish b'nei noach nitzavu l'revia. Aval al Shabbos lo nitzavu b'nei noach. When it comes to Shabbos, they're not nitzavu. Mashal si yisrael lomar la'ovik chavim asei likach zel mishum mimsel chavtzcha b'daber daver. That the dibur aser, right? You have the guy do something for you. It's a different iser of, you know, emila akum. So says the gemara, wait a second, let him go out and work it. What's the issue? And for the gemara, gezer mishum she'elam mishum schiras or word. If you go and you do that, then you end up getting to a point where it says, if you go and we allow, I'm reading it, Isharim Lizwuni Behemagasa, if we allow you to go and give the Behemagasa, Lachashin Lamai, the Avdam, Melacha, Shabbos, not worried about him doing the Melacha, Asihulo Shuli Bam, so he's going to come to say, oh, I could sell it, clearly I could rent it to him, Lovikachabim, but Avid Bamelacha, you can do Melacha with the Beshabbos, so Avid Belav, it's over in Lav, Tachsev, Losasa Komelacha, the Chol Behemtacha, all your animals also include in that, the Hashta Behemis Yisrael, he Mitzavehu Al Shvisasa. And an animal from a Jew is chayav in shvisa that has to be resting. So the Gemara back, what do you mean? She'ela kanya. The agri kanya. Don't be confused with kanye. It's kanya. I know people think kanye and Yeezys, whatever. Anyway, she'ela kanya, v'agri kanya. Borrowing allows a person to acquire, and when you rent it also acquires. So it's not even considered the Jews at the time. Rashi says, l'me she'elasa d'chsiv d'kevin d'chayav ba'onsin. Harishal, since the person who has it is chayav in onsin, and on, you know, on things that could happen, random, whatever it is. Therefore, it belongs to them, and if it belongs to them, then there's no problem with the working on Shabbos. Ella amaremi barei derav yeva gezera mishum nisione. We're worrying about nisione. Rashi says menasilo, when you're testing it. If it can walk properly when it's loaded up with stuff. The zimnin, what's going to happen is, sometimes a Jew is going to sell this big animal, this ox, to a guy, and they're going to do it right before Shabbos. The zimnin, the zabnil, and the LA is going to sell to them, samach l'shkia sachama, the Miley Shabbos, right before Shabbos. I just said that. And the buyer is going to say the following. Let's go and test to see if it can go and carry properly. And the animal is going to hear the voice of its master. And it was loaded up for the test. It's going to start to walk. Rashi says, it recognizes my voice, let's say. And it's going to start to walk because of that. And I'm happy that it's actually walking because it's showing, look, this animal is a good animal. mechamer achar behemto b'Shabbos, and this is called mechamer. That's leading an animal that's loaded up on Shabbos through the voice, and that's a problem. Now it says lo shaych lemeimar ela b'mehema teuna masoy, only if it has a burden on it, it's carrying something. Va'amim shenose alea masa lenasosli, come to test it. Im oleches yafa v'havali mechamer b'Shabbos. Ikel mandamer b'perek vasim mesech Shabbos to chayiv chatos. V'hasam bluter over there. It's a machlokes mesech Shabbos, but it'd be a problem. Mechamer behemto b'Shabbos chayiv chatos. It's chayiv chatos, and therefore that's the problem. So you can't lend or rent lest you come to a sale. It's going to be before, and that's going to bring it into Shabbos itself, and you're going to be testing. It's going to be a problem. Maskifla Rav Shishibid Ravidi Uskiris Mikanya. But hold on a second. Is it even true that which we just said, that when you go and you rent something that now becomes yours, your kona, the thing that you go ahead and you rent? A yid who's not a kohen, and he goes ahead and he leases a cow from a kohen. Yachilena karshine truma, he can feed it. Karshine is vetch, type of animal food. You're allowed to feed truma to it because the animal, the kohen, is allowed to go ahead and eat the truma. The kohen shesach apar mishal afro pishem zonah seal. Even though the kohen has to now go and take care of this animal, lo yachilena karshine truma, he's not allowed to give a truma. Visakatat chesios kain. If you say the chesios is kohen, am I lo yachilena? Why can't you go and give it to the stuff? It's considered his par. El shmamina schiris lo kain. It must be when you rent. It is not kohen. Says the Gemara gezer mishum. Now we say that it's not kona, so we can say that the mishnah is iser again selling the large animals. Gezerah mishum schiras is gezerah mishum because of renting. And then if you rent it to them, they're going to use this, going to be a problem with Shabbos. Gezer Mishum She'ela, also for borrowing. Gezer Mishum Mishioni, also the idea of the testing, with these three issues that arise. Ravada Shara Lezabune Chamra Ida Tzafsira. Ravada allowed a yid to sell a donkey to a guy through an intermediary. This is like a shatkin, you know, a salesman. I says, I the sarsor, middleman. Sarsi Yisrael, Hamochanam Yisrael, the guy who's selling him, the guy who's doing the sale for him, this middleman, this broker, is also Jewish. Imishum Nisione, if you want to say that the issue should be also because of the testing, if you're going to test there at Shabbos, Halil the Kali, the donkey doesn't recognize the voice of that broker. Nazim Echav said that he's going to walk because of him, therefore he's not going to be doing anything. Imishum Shelos Chiris, if you want to say the problem is renting or borrowing, Kevin Delavdi Deu, since this doesn't belong to him, this broker, Lo Moshul Magar, he's not going to lend it at least. He's not able to. Well, not only that, he's not going to want to do it. Mishum delo nigle beimume, because he doesn't want there to be known any sort of mum that's going to come from it, because otherwise he's not going to be able to make the sale. As just given to hula mechira lacha inu rotsus yodea ba mum sheba hilkach lo moshil velo mok. He's not going to rent it to him in the first place. Story time. Rav Huna zabena yipara lo yikachav. Rav Huna sold a cow to a guy. Even though we said you're not allowed to do it, what's going on? Amalei Rav Chisi says, "My time over the Marhachi. Why'd you do it? So we're not allowed to do such a thing." Amalei said, "Emor l'shchita zavna. One can say that he bought it for shchita, for shachting it." Rashi says, "Vitalina nukula masnisa bebehema tameya afilu b'stama inami v'tahara mafarish le avikachavim delikiyu mekai." Right? We can make an assumption about the guy's intent to become make all of here when it makes sense. So the Mishnah asks the sale of a tame animal, horses and donkeys, which aren't usually eaten even by Goyim, even when the guy doesn't specify their use, because we can assume that he doesn't want to go ahead and use it for shechita. It also asks the sale of a tar, or a cow, or a bull, which are usually eaten, when the avodah zara, and the guy says that he intends to keep it for work. But when the guy is buying this big animal, he doesn't say anything, which is our case over here, then we can assume that he's buying it to shecht it, and so the sale is actually mutter, because he's not going to bring the buyer to test it or whatever it is, because he needs to. And people are not going to think from here that borrowing and lending is going to be mutter. In such a case, that's why it would be okay. Beep, turn the page. Tesvav Amid Beis. Umina Timri Damin and Kiyag Afna. How do you know you can make such an assumption that that's what this person is doing it from? Rash says, Dehecha de Ika Lamit Leib Mechira, Telefreiva Talin and Lakula the Tana. How do you know where it's so makel? The Tana Melatan and Mishnah and Shvias, Beis Shame Omim, Lo Yimkar Adam Parach, Horeshad Bishvias. A person not allowed to sell a plowing cow during Shemitah. Rash says, Yisrael, chashed al shvias. A Jew who's suspected of violating laws of shvias. Lo yim kol lo chaver para. You know, if your friend, a Jewish yid, is not allowed to sell to him, hamilumedes lachrosh, who's going to do, who's taught to do charishim, if you live in Eiver, you move live in Eiver. Because the guy may come to Shaktet, right? According to him, you see clearly that you're allowed to do it, even if there's an opening, because you know what? Maybe this person is going to do it for that. Maybe you can't compare these cases. Me, dummy. What are you going? Are you comparing them? Over there, a person is not chayev to rest his animal in Shemitah. As Rashi says, Hilkach leka lemigzar mishum she'elu uschirus v'nisyoni v'yimishum lefneivar lusik demechshot tolina v'shchita. Now we can be told, aval gabi ovi kachalim linyan Shabbos adam mitzuvah shvivsas behemto b'shabbos ikul lemigzar mishum kohani. We're worried about the gazelle of these things. Says back to the Gemara, hacha adam mitzuvah shvivsas behemto b'shabbos. You are chayev that, so you can't go ahead and learn one from the next. Amalei abaye v'chol eichad adam mitzuvah aser. And is it true that everywhere a person is commanded to rest his thing, selling it's going to be aser? Or you sell the order of the field, the other musuvah shvisa sadeh b'shvias, you have to be to let your field rest. Ut v'tanyas, which is the tanya we learned in the baisa, v'shami amim lo yumkar, adam stay near b'shvias, you can't sell a plow field, you know, to your friend. Again, if he's suspected of violating shvias, obeisil matirin mipnei she'achal lovir, he matches it because it could be that he's going to let the land just lay like that. Rashi says lasos esod a bor shalos zrena, just an open field, they're not going to actually plant anything there. Maskifla Ravashi v'chol hecha dein adam mitzuve shari. What do you mean? And whenever a person is not commanded about the rest of his property resting, then selling it is going to be mutter. V'harei kelim. What about kelim? The utensils. Dein adam mitzuve al shavisas kelim b'shavias. A person is not commanded to have his tools be resting. Shemitah, Tanan, yet we have a mission in Shvius. It says, Elu heim kelim she'in rash adam rashai lemochem b'shvius. These are the tools that a person is not allowed to sell during Shemitah. Hamacharisha v'chol kelea, the plow and all of its kelim that come along with it. Ha'ol v'hamizrev ha'deker, the yoke and the shovel and the hoe. Ella, Amar Avashi, Kol Hechadika Lemitla, wherever there's a, you can make an assumption in order to go out to be Makil, as she says, Kegon, Behema, Vestainir, an animal, or, you know, a plowed field, the Sada, Vesada Adam Kofes, the Kenoso, Mishon de Eno Matzelo, Kol Sha, Liknos, you know, there's never always an opportunity to buy land, so he jumps on it, Mishum Shetedu Lekaman, Kazavinle, right, so we say, back in the Gemara, Talinan. Amar Ravashi, Kol Chedig Lemitla Talinan. Whenever we can go ahead and we can assume to be Mekel, we do. Like when you're selling the cow, right? Because you can assume it seems to be Shechted. And of the pot field during Shemitah, where we could say that he wants to make sure he gets it because it's still in the market and it's not going to be still available afterwards. V'yafagav de mitzuva, and even though we're commanded a reference to resting one's property, Chol Hecha Deleka Lemitla, and wherever there's no opportunity to be able to figure out to be told on something, that's just going to go in Kelim Alalu. We can't be told on something else. Then Lotelina, we're not Tola. Afagav de Enam Mitzuva, even though he's not commanded about that with the rest of the property. Rabba Zavina Uchamra, Rabin sold a donkey. Rashi says now that you can't depend leka lemitle b'shchita. You can't say that this is something which is done for shchita. He sold it. He sold a chashid limkor l'vikachavim to a Jew who's suspected of selling this animal to non-Jews. Amalei Abaye, my tamar v'marachi. Why'd you do that? Amalei said, Ana ali yisrael zabine. What do you mean? I sold it to a Jew. I'm allowed to sell things to a Jew. What did I do wrong? Amalei. So he said, Abaye says back to him, v'ha adzil mezabin le l'vikachavim. He's going to go and sell it to a guy. Like, how do you know? He's only sold it to the guy, not to what? That's just bitamia. I could rely and depend on the fact he's selling it to a Jew. In fact, the Gemara Yisrael, Kasha and Rabba, who said this, who sold the donkey, a place where they go ahead and Shanagulim Kor Behemadaka, where they sell these small animals to Lakutim, Mochin, we can go over here and sell it to them. Shalolim Korba, they don't sell it to them. And Mochin, we can't. My time, what's the reason why some have the minhag not to sell them to the Kutim? Elim, Mishim, the Chashidi, everyone says because they're Choshed on Revia, bestiality, Umi Chashidi, really, are they Choshed such a thing? But time, you can't leave your animal in the, you know, in the stable by the inns, by the hotels. You can't leave male animals by male guy adulterers and the female by the female of Zarnix. And you don't even have to tell me the opposite way. Rashi explains they like to go ahead and be with their husband, their friends' wives. So they go mitzuyin etzel neshech avreim. V'zimnin sometimes l'mishkachla, they don't find her. V'rava l'vehim v'disal. They go and they just they sodomize some animal. If I have a Jew, v'ein tzachlom nekivus tzachom tzachom nekivus, where there could be, you know, revia itself. V'ein mosrin. And v'ein mosrin behim alorosh. I mean, you can't give over your animal to one of their shepherds. Of what is Zarnik? Rashi says over kochav mishum revia because they're going to sodomize it. V'ein misyachtem imayim. And we're not allowed to be alone with them. Rashi says shachoshal shvichzamim. Word of kill. V'ein mosrin lamatino. You can't give over your child to them. Lamdo sefer lamdo umnis to teach them some information or to teach them a trade. Rashi says the mashchilei laminos v'od mishum mishkav zachar. Either he's going to teach heretical things, or take them off the derech, or mishkav zachar, vei muzar in love, and they're warned about the denality of alt, not the chsev v'dabik v'ishto v'lo v'zachar. Aval, mamidim heim v'pundigo shal kusim, zachar mitz on the kivis, 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 most of them heim l'ro, shalem, oh, misach n'mi moi, most of them tinok, l'alam do sefer, l'alam do umnes, that you can do. So, alma lo chashide, we see that these people are not chashid of being involved in revia, but the Baisa says that it goes according to the minhag over here. So we can come out to the Chacham and Aser selling these things because they're scared. The Kusim are going to buy them and they're going to resell them to another, to a guy. Rashi says, Kusim are Revia. I feel, right, we're not chosh to them on Revia. But I feel like you're talking about Rabbi. I said, the behemoth, the Kartalia, the minhaga, how about him a gas to us? It's talking about a big animal like an ox or something. Also, the Zvune Lahu, because Amma, we see, Mishim the Hadar, Umizabin Leilovi Kachavim, Cheshin, or they're going to sell them to a Kachavim. So, we could therefore come out to the Chumash and ask their sons because that's what they're scared they're going to do. So you have what to be told it on. V'otan yosu v'lan chanab ha'isayin v'chidom lo zayin v'lo kli zayin. You're not allowed to sell them like weapons or rashi zimchanahem lo v'kacham lo zayin saya for romach, swords and spears, clay zayin, beisad l'ramach, v'nadon l'sayif, like accessories to these things, v'ein mashchizan l'em as the zayin, and we're not going to sharpen the weapons for them, v'ein mochan l'em lo saddan v'lo kolurin, and we can't sell them these type of chains. Rashi says, l'sumbo ragle ish, v'lo shanaskan stok, belaz tipe, you're not allowed to go stock. You can't sell them the stocks. So the things that where you go ahead and you put somebody's legs in, you basically, it's like feet cuffs. Velo kvala, velo shalshilo shalbarzo. You can't give them the shackles or chains. They're made of iron. Right? Rashi says, v'chanach mishum delo lisko b'yusola. So they shouldn't go ahead and hurt Jews. Achar v'chav v'chad kusi. You can't sell both of them. You can't sell to them. My time, why is it that kusis are including this answer? If you want to say because we're chashid, we suspect them of murder. If that's what you want to say, is it really true? We said a moment earlier they're allowed to be misyachid with them. Clearly, we see we're not chashid them for these type of things. Ella, we have to say that Aser is doing these type of things. Because he's going to go sell to the kachavim, and they're going to use it against the yidden. Right, so in another case, we see it's also to do that thing. V'chitem a kusi lo v'tshuva, and if you want to say that kusi, he doesn't do tshuva, Yisrael avit tshuva. He's never going to go back on his way of selling to a non-Jew. He'll sell to him. He's not going to go do it. Yisrael avit tshuva. Well, rest is v'tayis v'lom maz bin lei lo v'chavim. He's not going to ever go and sell to a non-Jew, and therefore that is your thing you're being tolled on, Rabbah, when you sold it to that Jew who would sell to a non-Jew because he could also sell to a Jew. Just like Chacham said, it's also to sell these things too. So too, it's pretty straightforward. They're not allowed to do sell it even to Yisrael, who's chashed to sell it to Avikachavim. So therefore, we have a bit of a problem, Rabbi. How could you have sold this donkey to this Jew who sells to Goyim? Roid Masreit Losa Parsi. Rabbi ran after the buyer of this donkey. He ran after him 3 parsa when he heard all this. Rashi says, "You sell the meidah balunza and chamramine to get it back from him." Vigadami parsa b'chala, and some say it was a parsa in sand. But he wasn't able to go out and to catch him. Rashi says, "Lo, he's sego. He wasn't able to actually get to him." Okay, so he clearly backed out from it. Amar of Dimi Bar Abba, even though he's thinking it'd be tola on something, in that case we don't tola it. Amar of Dimi Bar Abba, Kader Shasalim called the Vikhom, just like Zasa to sell weapons to a Vikhom, to a Vodazarnik. Asalim called the listing, we saw us, he can't sell to Jewish robbers. Hechidami, what is exactly the case? If you want to say that this person is like a murderer, Pshita obviously can't get a weapon. It's highly overcome. The same thing is overcome. He's low cut, but he doesn't kill. Am I low? The one can give him some weapons. He's not going to give him to anyone. Leolam, the low cut. He doesn't kill. Hachamai skinan bim mashmuta de zimnin de avrida sulin avse. We're talking about a ganav that like slips in and slips out, right? In a way that when he goes ahead, no one even knows he's there. But what happens when he gets chased and someone's going to grab him, so he's willing to fight for his life? Therefore, it could cause selling him these weapons helps cause the owner to lose his property. And therefore, they said they're not going to go ahead and sell it for them. So he's going to go and try to save himself. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.